This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Having recently retired, Dr. Norm Bottom has since traded in his stethoscope for a hockey stick. He's spending his time with a group of men who, like him, love the game of hockey and the friendships made while playing on a team. There are a number of hockey leagues like the one Dr. Bottom plays in throughout Haliburton County. But on this day, Canoe FM came to the S.G. Nesbitt Memorial Arena in Minden to find out why these men gather each week to skate, sweat, and swap stories on a sheet of ice. Dr. Bottom says one of the many reasons is obvious. Everyone here has a deep love of the game of hockey, but after years of caring for patients, he's focusing now on improving his skills on the ice.
I can just focus on the hockey and not worry about work, which I wish I focused more on the hockey, because I'm not very good, which is why I'm playing Friday mornings with a bunch of old guys.
So you got some work to do.
I got lots of work to do.
Okay.
Catch up to these guys, yes.
The men who play on Friday mornings are a tight-knit group of retirees who aren't playing for glory, but for exercise and connection. On the bench or off, these men aren't looking to win a cup. In fact, as Dr. Bottom admits, most of the time the score isn't the priority.
Yeah, it's just fun. Nobody takes it too seriously. A couple guys keep score, but nobody actually knows what it is at the end of the game. Lots of banter in the dressing room, so it's just a social outlet as much as anything.
Rick Miller is the convener of the league. Back on the bench after a shift and trying to catch his breath, he says while hockey is the reason these men gather each week, it's about far more than the sport they all love.
We have 22 skaters on the list and two goalies. And we have two backup goalies, one of them plays as well. And then we have about nine guys on the spare list. I've been with them now probably since a year after I moved up, so 9 years now. But some of these guys have been up since Christ was a cowboy. It's just hanging out with guys, having a drink, socializing, finding out about their lives.
Grant Nesbitt lives up in Algonquin Highlands, but never misses a chance to get out on the ice with his buddies. In his past life, he worked in telecommunications, but now and for the last 10 years, he's been playing pickup hockey for fun and friendship.
I think one of the things about hockey is, or this kind of hockey anyway, it's a camaraderie. Usually the dressing room is a lot of fun. It's just camaraderie, the skating, the exercise. I think it's basically just the fun of being with a bunch of guys that are of like mind, trying to keep healthy. I love my hockey.
You love your hockey?
Sure.
Mark Bell lives just minutes from the rink in Minden and says the league is popular because it's open to ages 50 and up. Just last year, the team hosted a retirement party for a few players that were in their early 80s. But no matter how old you are, you have to be able to withstand some good-natured ribbing.
Is razzing the guys part of the game?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Trash talk?
Do you have to keep it clean, or do you get to just let it
somewhat,
fly?
Somewhat. Okay. I mean, this is Haliburton after all.
That is true.
We have standards.
We
have a lot of fun. It's great exercise. Some of us play three times a week.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.